two players who we are sort of almost getting carried away about at the moment, Glenn, Duncan and Glatzel, 43 goals between them now for the season. They almost are the sort of worst kept secret behind the success of under-18s this season, aren't they? And the under-18s have been massively exciting to watch, and a lot of that is down to them too, you feel?
Yeah, they get the headlines, they do the interviews after the game, just preparing themselves for life as a striker, I guess, yeah. You know, as a world-class striker. I'm sure they're both aware, because they both seem quite savvy lads, that probably it's not always going to be this way, and it will become more difficult as they progress up the levels. But the performance has been outstanding this season, really. I think Glatzel's all-round play has been amazing. I really liked it during that Wigan game. Just constantly dropping off and harrying opponents in a style that would be, you know, not look out of place in the first team, you know, given Firmino's role. What is the next step for him? Well, they've both been getting those opportunities in the under-23s sporadically. I think that's the right way to go. I think sort of similar thing happened with Ree and Brewster. But I don't think you can, you know, keep them out of the under-18s for that long, just because I think they're loving it there. And I think, you know, confidence in young players can be so brittle. You don't really want to do much to alter that, especially given, you know, Liverpool could win the FA Youth Cup and be the first team in what, over a decade to do that now. And
Youth League as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, both brilliant players, and both who are stepping up when needed, because in that Wigan FA Youth Cup game, they were the only sort of real. Liverpool had about three clear cut chances, and two of them were goals, and both of them were from obviously Duncan and Glatzel, and that's a good sign that they can do it when the pressure's on as well.
Both different stylistically as well, Neil, aren't they? I tweeted about them the other night while we were at the game, and I got a reply saying who's sort of better out of the two, and it's almost quite hard to tell, because Glatzel is one who's naturally more involved in the play, you know, he sort of runs channels and he drops deep to get the ball, whereas Duncan is a lot more off the shoulder and arguably a bit more of a poacher, so it is difficult to sort of compare the two of them, isn't it?